Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Pei Tes. We left off on Daf Pei Ches and Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Ches and Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. It's also sponsored for Shana Tova and Gemar Chasima Tova for all of Klal Yisrael. It's also sponsored by the Katzman family of Great Neck, wishing a Shana Tova to Klal Yisrael, and also by Mr. Yehuda Jacobowitz in memory of his father, Shmuel Ben Chaim Moshe, Zichrono Livracha, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. As we said, we're holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Ches and Beis, and the Mishnah is going to talk about a woman who has a get and she wants to collect a ksuba, or she has a ksuba, but she doesn't have a get to prove that she's divorced. So the ability to collect in each case, what she requires in order to be able to collect. So the Gemara is then going to derive halachos about whether we're kosev shovar, about whether we write a receipt based on halachos in the Mishnah, and that's going to be the first discussion of the daf. And then the Gemara is going to get into Rabbi Yochanan is going to mention that if someone is towing achar ma'aseh beis din, it's lo amar klum. So the Gemara is going to discuss that issue about being towing achar ma'aseh beis din, and then the Gemara is going to bring case where everyone agrees that we're kosev shovar for an isha, and that discussion will bring us pretty much to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. So let's begin the Mishnah on Peches Amud Beis at the bottom of the page. So typically, a woman who gets divorced and she comes to be Tover Ksuba, she has two rayas that she's been divorced and that her Ksuba hasn't been paid. When she takes out a get, she has a raya that she's been divorced, and when she takes out a Ksuba, she has a raya that she hasn't gotten paid yet, that she still owed her Ksuba. So the minhag was, in most places, to write a Ksuba, and that was the raya that the Ksuba wasn't paid. However, there were other places where the minhag was not to write a Ksuba, and when she brought Edim that she was divorced, they relied on the fact that Ksuba is a Tanai Beis Din, that every single woman or husband is chayiv to give her mano or masayim for a Ksuba, or they give her a Ksuba al smach a get, and therefore they would pay the Ksuba just with the get alone, meaning that the get was not only her raya that she was divorced, it was also her raya that she needs to get paid. So our Mishnah and the Sugi and the Gemara is going to explain that there are many shitos, what sort of hochacha you need in order to be gova ksuba. One shita is Eide Gerushin alone is enough to collect a ksuba because of the Tanai Beis Din. Another shita is that with an actual get, you collect a ksuba. And so we're also going to explain that when you collect with the shtar of the ksuba, we're going to discuss whether you have to return the ksuba or you return the get at the time of the piraon, because you can't be holding on to the raya anymore if you've already gotten paid. So the Mishnah discusses Hotzia get, a woman who's divorced and she comes to Beis Din. She's claiming that she needs to get paid her ksuba, and at the time of the claim, she takes out a get that she was divorced with, and she says, "Now you owe me the money because the get is a proof that she's divorced." But ve'en yimo ksuba, with the get, she does not have a ksuba to prove that the husband hasn't paid her yet, and the woman claims that she lost the shtar ksuba, and the husband claims, "I already paid you, and you returned the shtar ksuba to me, and as soon as you returned to me, I don't have to hold on to it, so I tore it up, and therefore that's why you don't have a ksuba to prove that you haven't gotten paid." So the halacha is gova ksuba. So she's still allowed to collect her ksuba because we paskin that toyin achar ba'isa beizdin lo amar klum. And the kolzman that she has the get, she has a raya that she's divorced, so the husband is not neman to say parati. But if when she comes to be tovei the ksuba, she takes out ksuba, but ve'enima get, but she doesn't have the get that she was divorced with, and the husband claims that since she doesn't have a get, there's a raya that it's already paid after she took out the get because he paid her and she gave back the get and they tore it up in Beis Din. V'hi omeres, and the woman says, "No, avar giti, I never collected my ksuba using my get and I just lost the get." V'hu omer avad shovri, and the Baal claims that you already collected your ksuba by taking out the get and Beis Din tore up the get in order that you won't be able to collect with it another time. And the raya is, look, you don't have a get, and not only that, Beis Din wrote quote me a shover, that if I die, you're not going to be able to come to my yorshim to collect the ksuba with edim that I've died, and that this. But the problem is, I lost the shover, so the halacha is that the woman cannot collect the ksuba like we said in the Mishnah, because like we say in the Mishnah in a moment, because the woman cannot collect the ksuba without a get, because without a get, her taina has a reyusa on it, because we're choshesh that she already collected the chov. The chain balchov, and not only that, the same is true by a balchov, shahotzi shtar chov, where he's claiming that he's owed money and he takes out a shtar chov after the Shemitah year, and the halacha is that Shemitah is meshamet without a prusbul, the enimo prusbul, and he doesn't have a prusbul, which of course we're very familiar with now. This is a fantastic Dav Yomi coincidence, a week after a prusbul, that he takes out a shtar chov right after Shemitah is meshamet, and he doesn't have the prusbul, which of course is that which Hillel is mesakein, in order to be moser shtaros of the Beis Din, so that you're able to collect after the Shemitah year. And the Baal Chov said, I had a prusbul, I lost the prusbul. And the Lova says, you never had a prusbul, and the Shemitah was meshamet. So the halacha is that the Baal Chov is not neman, and we're choshish that maybe they didn't make a prusbul, and Shemitah was meshamet the Chov. So hare elu, in both of these cases, of the woman and the Baal Chov, lo yifru'u, they don't get paid back, because maybe they've already been paid back. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, mina sakana ve'elech. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he says, from the time of sakana, which is the time that the goyim were goes there not to be mekayim the mitzvos of the Torah, and therefore, or the mitzvos of the Rabbanan, and therefore the women were choshesh, they were nervous about holding on to the get, and the balichovos were nervous about holding on to the prosbul. So there's no reyusa anymore from the fact that she doesn't have her get, or that the fellow doesn't have his prosbul. So then isha govuk subasa shalom get balchov, gova shalom biprosbul. Then a woman could collect without a get, and a balchov could collect without a prusbul, because we understand why they're not holding on to these shtaros. They were nervous that they'd get in trouble if they were holding on to these shtaros. So now, the Mishnah said that if a woman takes out a get, she doesn't have a ksuba, she collects her ksuba. From the din of the Mishnah that the woman collects her ksuba without returning the shtar ksuba, the Gemara says, Shemamina, you see from here that kosvin shovar, from the yeshita that holds a mesechus bab basra, that a lova that's moda about a chov, and he wants to and he wants to pay, and and he's tover from the malva that he should return the shtar halva'a, the lova cannot say return the shtar and I'll tear it up, because the halach is that you write a shover, so the malva could say I don't have to return the shtar, instead what I'll do is I'll write you a receipt, so that way you'll have a raya that it's already been paid. The lova cannot say I don't want a shover, because if you give me a shover, that means I have responsibility, it means that I'm going to have to watch over it, I'm going to have to protect it, and I don't want to have to watch over another shtar, protect another shtar. I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. So from the din of the Mishnah that the husband has to pay even without the woman returning the ksuba, you see that we do write a shover, and we could force him into accepting a shover. D'ein kosvin shover, because if you don't write a shover, the husband could say, I'm not paying you until you return me the ksuba, because since the get is right here, we tear it up, and we're not choshesh that maybe she'll come back and collect with it again while the husband is alive as a grusha, because without a get, she's not going to be able to collect. So lechosh dilma, mafkala l'ksubasa v'gavila. So because we should be choshesh that after the husband dies, in order to collect the ksuba when she's an almana, she only needs edim that the husband is dead. So she's going to come, the almana is going to come again in Beis Din, in another Beis Din, after the husband has already died. She's going to have edim misa, and therefore we have to be misakin that the almana should not collect without a ksuba, in order that she shouldn't be able to collect another time. So mafkala ksubasa, she'll take out the ksuba and gavyuba, and she'll collect from the yarshim. So it must be that we write a shovar, and the husband will always have his shovar to prove that it's already been paid, and therefore you don't have to be choshesh that when she becomes an almana, she's going to collect another time, and she doesn't have to return the ksuba. But the problem is, we paskin la'alacha like the shita that says, ein kosvin shover. So if our Mishnah is a raya that kosvin shover, and we paskin that ein kosvin shover, so now we have a problem. So says Gemara, Amar Rav, b'makom shein kosvin ksuba askinan. Can't bring a raya from the din in our Mishnah that we write a shover, because our Mishnah is talking about a case where the minig was that they didn't write a ksuba, so they would collect the ksuba based on tonight based in alone, and therefore the din in the Mishnah is that she collects a ksuba, and the husband has to pay her without her returning a ksuba, because there is no ksuba. So you don't have to be choshish that she's going to take out the ksuba in another Beis Din. Shmuel gives another explanation of the din in our mission, that she collects the ksuba, that she collects the payment of the ksuba without returning the document of the ksuba. Shmuel Amar af b'makom shekoslim ksuba, that it's even talking about a case where they do write a ksuba. So aye, but if we're talking about where they write a ksuba, how could it be that she could collect without returning the ksuba? Shmuel koslim shover. For according to Shmuel, we have a raya that we do write a shover, and therefore she could collect because the baal doesn't have a shover. It's a raya that she never got paid yet. Aye, but then we're stuck with the kasha that we had before, that in Maseches Basra Shmuel holds that ein kosvin shover. So it's a stira within sheet of Shmuel. There's a gemara b'mefureshes b'basra kovayin alfam beis that Shmuel holds that ein kosvin shover. So how could it be that that based on Shmuel over here that we are kosiv shover? So I'm ravan ledidim mefarshli minei demar Shmuel. That don't worry, Mar Shmuel explained to me that really we don't write a shover, and the Mishnah that says that where she collects a ksuba and she doesn't have to return the document of the ksuba is b'makom she'in kosin, is talking about in a place where the minig is that they don't write a ksuba and the woman is toveya that she should pay her without a ksuba. Va'amar, and the husband says, Kasafti, I did write you a ksuba, and therefore I'm not going to pay, even though the minig in this place is that we don't. But remember, when we got married, you wanted a fancy ksuba, and I said, but that's not our minig, and you said, I don't care if that's our minig, and so I gave in, and I wrote you a ksuba. So since we're talking about a place where they don't write a ksuba, and the husband tainas that they did different than the minig amakom, and you wrote her a ksuba, so I love the havi raya, so he has to bring a raya that he wrote her a ksuba, and calls mom that he doesn't bring a raya, she'll be able to collect. Or makom shekosvin, or it's a place where the minig is that they did write a ksuba, and the husband says, "I'm not going to pay you until you return the ksuba." Va'amra, and she says, "Lo kasavli, he never wrote me a ksuba, and therefore he should pay me without producing a shtar ksuba." So alehalavi raya. Then she'll have to bring a raya that the husband did not write a ksuba, and if she brings a raya, she'll be able to collect the ksuba. So Amrish is talking about a case where where it's a makom shekosvin, and she brought a raya that the husband did not write the ksuba, and therefore she could collect without the ksuba. So Rav is now mechadish adin about collecting ksuba, and based on that he explains the Mishnah could be talking about even in the case where the minig is that they do write a ksuba. Va'af Rav Hadarbe, Rav who initially gave the answer that our Mishnah must be talking about a case of makom sheh Ein kosvin ksuba, changed his mind from what he said before, and he said that that we could explain the Mishnah is even talking about a case where they do write a ksuba. To Amarav, bein b'makom shekosvin, whether you're in a place where the minig is that they write a ksuba, bein b'makom she'ein kosvin, or whether it's a place where they don't write a ksuba, the husband can't say, I'm not going to pay you until you return the ksuba, because the Rabbanan were mesakin a get gova ikr, ksuba gova tosefes, that if she produces a get, she could collect the ikr ksuba, even in a place where they actually write a ksuba, and if she produces a ksuba with Edim that she was divorced, then she could collect the tosefes of the ksuba, more than the mana masayim that the rabbanim were masakin. But she cannot collect the mana masayim of the ikr ksuba because she's not motzi get. We're choshish that maybe she already collect, or that she's going to collect at a later time the ikr ksuba. So now we understand that the Mishnah is talking about a case where they do write a ksuba. So as far as collecting the ikr ksuba, she could collect that with the get without the ksuba, because the husband can't say that I'm not going to pay, because even if she takes the ksuba out afterwards, she's not going to be able to get paid again. And someone who wants to answer Rav's, has something to say about Rav's answer in our Mishnah should come and say so, because and don't worry about it, because the Mishnah is a miyusha very nicely according to that. So the Gemara says, well, I'll ask you, Kasha and Rav. Tanan, the Mishnah says that ksuba ve'inima get, that if she has a ksuba to collect with, the woman is motzi ksuba, and she doesn't have a get. He omeres, she says that you didn't pay my ksuba yet, and the reason that I don't have a get is because avad giti, I lost my get, v'hu omer, and he says, I already paid you ksuba, and they tore up your get in Beis Din, and therefore you don't have a get. But Beis Din wrote me a shover in order that you're not going to collect a second time from my yarshim, and avad shovri, and I've lost my shover, v'chein bal chov shotzi shtar chov, or or if you have a bal chov that took out a shtar chov ve'inimo prusbul and he doesn't have a prusbul. So in both of those cases, hare elu lo yifru, that they can't get paid. So bishlam l'shmuel ayasem, very well according to the Shmuel, that in the reisha, the reason the woman collects without a ksuba, even in a place where the minig is that they write a ksuba, is because we're talking about a case where the woman brought a raya that the husband did not write a ksuba. So you can explain the case of the seifa is that she took out a ksuba, she doesn't have a get, that the reason the woman is not na'amenis to be tovea the ksuba without a get is mukila b'makom she'en kosin, is we're talking about a place where the minig is that they don't write a ksuba, va'amar, and the husband's claiming, kosafti, that I did write a ksuba. So the halacha is, according to Shmuel, that you have to bring a raya that he wrote the ksuba, and the husband's claiming that when the woman was tovea the ksuba from me, but with the get, my title is that I wrote her a ksuba, where we say to him that we make a taina for her, that I see raya, that you have to bring a raya that you wrote a ksuba, vilomai see raya, and if you don't bring a raya, amrinulei zil pare, we're going to have to say that you have to pay based on the get, because it's proven that you are divorced, and therefore you pay based on the get, and based on tears up the get, and therefore there is no get. So therefore the halacha is that you're not going to pay, because even though we see that there is a ksuba, l'chora the Baal was mishana from the minhag makom, and he wrote a ksuba anyway, and the halacha is, in such a case, that you're only going to get paid with a ksuba, but the husband's saying, I tied it at first, that I did write a ksuba, and I'm only going to pay with if she returns the ksuba. And since I didn't find a raya, Bezin made me pay her anyway, based on the get, and the fact that she's now taking out the ksuba, that's the ksuba that I said all along, that I wrote, and Bezin didn't listen to me. So I understand the whole direction of the Mishnah El Rav, but according to Rav, why can't the woman collect a ksuba without a get? It's according to Rav, a get, with a get you could be gov manam asayim, with a ksuba you could collect the tosefes. So if that's the case over here, where there is no get, nihid de ikar lo gav, you're granted, you can't collect the ikar ksuba, because the Mishnah could be talking about a case. We could say that the fact that she's not gova, that's only talking about the mana Messiah, which is the yikr ksuba, because we have a raya that it's already paid up because there is no get. But now that she's taking out a ksuba, tosefes miyatikvi, let her at least collect the tosefes, because when she takes out the ksuba, according to Rav, that's what she should be able to collect. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, hachamayaskinon kishein sham ede gerishin, that the reason she's not gova the tosefes ksuba when she takes out the actual document of the ksuba, it's because we're talking about a case where she doesn't have Edei Gerushin, so, and there is no get. So not only does she not have a get, she doesn't even have Edim that she is divorced. And therefore the husband could say, I paid up, because Migo D'Yachol Meimer Lo Girashtia, since there's no evidence that they're divorced, the husband could say, I never divorced her, Yachol Meimer Girashtia V'Nasati L'Ksubasa. So he's also believed to say, we are divorced, but I already paid up her Ksuba. So I asked the Gemara on Rav's answer, Hamid Diktani Seifa, but from the fact that the Seifa says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Min HaSakana Ve'Elech, from the time of Sakana and on, Yisha Gov Ksubasa Shloba Get, Balchov Shloba Prusbul, that a woman could collect a Ksuba without a Get, and Balchov could collect his Chov without a Prusbul, so Badik Edegerishin Askinan, that has to be talking about a case where we know that they're divorced, that they're Edegerishin, Dilek Edegerishin, Vemai Gavya, because according to Rabshim Gumiel, if there's no Get, and there's no Edegerishin, how can the woman possibly collect? So must be talking about Bishasa Sakana, where she doesn't have a Get to collect with, it must be talking about that she's collecting with Edei Gerushin. Otherwise, the husband should be believed with amigo. So the Tanakhama should also must be talking about that same case where there are Edei Gerushin. So we're back to the Kashan Rav, holds that you go with the Tosefes Ksuba when she takes out her Ksuba. Why can't she collect the Tosefes Ksuba? There's Edei Gerushin. The husband has no amigo. Even the case where she's Motzi her Ksuba and she doesn't have a get, that's also part of what Rav Shmuel Gamliel was saying. It's not a machlokas. That really there is no machlokas. From the Shasa Sakana Ve'elech, a woman cannot collect her ksuba and the Tosefes without Ede Gerushin, because without Edim, the husband will always have a miko. So if she takes out her ksuba and she doesn't have a get, where there are no Ede Gerushin, and therefore she's not going to be Gova Ksuba, so Meshum Gamliel is Moda, that even Mina Sakana Ve'elech, she's not going to be Gova, because the husband is Neman to say that he paid it with a miko. The Mishnah that makes a chilik between the Shasa Sakana and before Shasa Sakana is whether she has a get or she doesn't have beget, b'chzur mechzur v'hachi ketani. The Lashon is missing something, and you have to explain the Mishnah a little bit more elaborately. And it's saying that if she takes out ksuban, she doesn't have a get. Hare elu lo yifru. According to Rav, who holds that a woman is gova the tosefes ksuba by taking out a ksuba, because the husband is neman to say that I paid with a migo, but medvar mamurim k'she'en shom edei gerushin. That's only when there are no edei gerushin. Therefore, the husband has a migo that he could say that I never divorced you, so therefore I'm not going to pay. Aval yeshom edei gerushin. But if there are edei gerushin, and therefore the husband loses his migo, he wouldn't be able to taina that we're not even divorced, because they're edin that they are divorced. So then the halach is gavya tosefes. The woman will be able to collect the tosefes by virtue of the fact that she produced the ksuba, and the ikr, and as the din legabe the ikr ksuba, even though she has edin that she's divorced, that the husband can't say that I paid it with a migo, imafka gita gavya, only if she produces a get she'll be able to collect the ksuba, v'ilo mafka gita lo gavya, and if she doesn't produce a get she won't be able to collect the ikr ksuba. But that's before shasa sakana umina sakana ve'elech. But once there were gozer that we can't do mitzvos, and a woman is no longer able to protect her get, and when she's tovea the ksuba, there's no reyes on her. Avagav lo mafka gita gavya, even without a get, she'll be able to collect. Sher remeshum gomli alomer, minasakan veilach, isha gov ksuba, so she'll be get, balchov, she'll be prosbul, because minasakan veilach, that's what it was, that a woman could collect her ksuba without producing a get, and the balchov could collect without producing a prosbul. But even minasakan veilach, without edim, the woman can't collect her ksuba, she cannot collect the tosef, because then the husband's always going to be able to have a migo. So now, we had said on Amud Aleph that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that someone who's towing achar ma'aseh beis din is lo amar klum, and a woman could collect her ksuba just with edei gerushin, because it's a ksuba is a ma'aseh beis din. The halacha is that after she collects the ksuba, beis din is going to write a shover, so she won't be able to collect a second time. And therefore, whether she's a grusha, whether she's an almana, she's not going to be able to collect a second time. If she wants to collect, the husband will just have the shofar that will say, look, I already paid this. But Rav holds that a woman who is divorced is gova ksuba by producing the get, and after she receives the ksuba payment, Beis Din tears up the get in order that she won't be able to collect another time. It's not about writing a shofar, they just take away her raya. So if she wants to collect the ksuba without a get, she's not going to be able to collect the ksuba, because there's a rayasa in her taina and a raya that she's already accepted, she's already received payment for her ksuba. So the Gemara asks on Rav, how can an almanu who doesn't have a get and therefore has no reyusa on her taina collect a ksuba? With Ede Misa, you can't say that she was gova with the ksuba, because she'll be able to be chozer and gova. She'll be able to bring a shlep around these Ede Misa to every beis din. There is no get to produce. There's no reyusa by virtue of the fact that she doesn't have a get, meaning she's also supposed to collect the ksuba when her husband dies. So she'll schlep around the same Ede Misa to every beis din. So I'm the Rav Kan of Rav Asi the Rav. L'didachta Amrit. According to you, who said that a grusha who comes to collect the ksuba a get, gova ikr, that with a get she could collect the ikr ksuba, and then Beis Din tears up the get so she won't be able to collect again. Almana minanisun b'may gavya. What does an almana collect with? There's no get. It's be'ede misa. She produces ede misa. So once she produces the ede misa and she gets paid, she returns the ksuba to the basin and they tear up the ksuba. But how could it be that she collect with ede misa? Maybe we should be choshesh that the husband divorced her before he had died, and now after he died, she's going to collect the ksuba with ede misa. So umafka gita, and after she collected the ksuba with Eide Misa, she'll take out a get that she has from her previous gerushin before the husband died, v'gavyabe, and she'll collect with that get a second time. So the kasha of the Gemara is, how could it be that an almana is gova ksuba without any chashash of hefsid? Maybe she'll collect the ksuba again with a get. So answers the Gemara, an almana collect the ksuba with Eide Misa only b'yosheves tachas baiva, only in a situation where we saw that she was with her husband until the very end. And therefore, it's mistaken that they were never divorced. It didn't look like a situation of divorce. So I asked the Gemara, but wait a second, even if we saw the woman sitting with her husband the whole time until the time of death, we still have to be choshish v'dilma samuch l'misa girsha. Maybe right before he died, he divorced her, and therefore we saw her with the husband until very close to the the Misa. But maybe since the husband divorced her mamish samach l'misa, so there actually is a get, and we have to be choshish that after she collects with Eide Misa, she's going to pull out a get. So answers the Gemara, really, if he was megarish for samach l'misa, we don't have to be choshish for such a hafsid, because you who dafsid anafshe, because he's a fool. Why would he do that? I mean, he knows that he's causing himself a loss by divorcing her so close to the Misa. So ask the Gemara, even though we don't have to be choshish that maybe she'll collect with a get after the Eide Misa, but we still have to be choshish that she'll collect with the Eide Misa after the Eide Misa. Almana min Erisin b'may gavya. When an Almana min Erisin collects with Ksuba, what does she collect with? B'Eide Misa. Like any Almana that's called Ksuba is with Eide Misa. V'leichash dilma girsha umafka gita v'gavya. Maybe we have to be choshish that he divorced her. She took out her get and she collected. And by an Almana min Erisin, you can't say where it's Yosheves Tachtov and we saw that she was with him the whole time. Ella b'makom d'lefshar kasvin and shovar. So it must be that you don't have to say that Almana min Erisin, you're govik suba only when she's Yosheves Tachtov. No, really, by every Almana, you're govik with Eide Misa, even when she wasn't Yosheves Tachtov, and we'll write a shovar in order that she won't be able to collect again. And even according to the Shita, that we don't write a shovar, over here we're Malda, because it's makom d'lefshar, you write a shovar. So an Almana min Erisin and Almana min Erisin, when she was not Yosheves Tachtov, up until the time of the Misa, we're going to be Gova Be'ede Misa, and we'll write a Shover, because we have to be Choshesh, that she might collect again. But when the husband is around, and she comes to collect the Ksuba with a get, she's not able to collect without a get, and she's going to have to produce the document of the get, because we're not going to write a Shover. And the Gemara brings a Raya, that B'makam She'evshar, everyone agrees that you write a Shover, D'ilote Ma'achi, because if you're not going to say that, Eide Misa Gufayu, that the fact that she collects with Eide Misa, she doesn't have a document to produce. So since she's collecting only with Eidim, Nechash Dilma Mafka Eidim Misa Bahai Beidina V'Gavya V'Adar Mafka Beidina Achrina V'Gavya. She might take out the same Eidim Misa in every basin, just slap around these Eidim to every basin. So that's ridiculous. Elevade B'Makam D'Lo Efshar Kosin Kosvin and Shover. So it must be that in a place like that, where the minig is that they didn't write a Ksuba, and therefore there's no other way to afford protection to the husband, so then you're going to write a Shover in such a place. So since we said as a Davar Pashut that an Almana min Erisin has a Ksuba, even if the husband didn't write her one, so the reason is because it's a Tanai Bezdin, the Gemara explains, how do we know that to be true? So I mean, we just happened to mention that parenthetically in this conversation. So Mark Shishabrejav Chisel Ravashi, Almana min Erisin min Nolan di Isla Ksuba. How do I know that Almana min Erisin actually has a Ksuba? Maybe you're going to point me back to the Mishnah that we had back on Daf Mem Zayin, Nisar Melon Nisgarsha Bein min Erisin Bein min Erisuin Govenes Hakol, that when she became an Almana or she got divorced, even after Erisin, she collects everything, the Mana Messiah and the Tosefes. And over there it says that Rabbi Lozman Azariah disagrees and holds that an Almana Min Asuin is Govenes Hakol, but an Almana Min Erisin is only Govenes the Ikr Ksuba, the Mana Messiah, but not the Tosefes. So you see, Beferish that an Almana Min Erisin has a Ksuba. Says Gemara, no, an Almana Min Erisin, it could be that when you don't write a Ksuba, it doesn't happen to me tonight, based in Dilma, the Kasavla. Maybe that's not a case where he actually wrote her a Ksuba. Well, if he wrote her a ksuba, then of course she has a ksuba. No, la fukim ben Azariah da Amar shalom kasav la el amnashu konsa. That's against the sheet of Rabbi Lozman Azariah that even if he writes a ksuba, she's not entitled to collect a ksuba because he was only writing a ksuba to the arusa almanas that they would have nisuin. Take a nami diktani goves hakol. Iyam bishlam the kasav la. If the case is that it was kasav la mishamachin goves hakol, that's why there's a tosefes to collect. Eliyam to lo kasav la my goves hakol. What does it mean goves hakol? Manu mesayim with this, so she only has manu mesayim. So what is the source that an arusa has a ksuba? It's from what we learned in Daf Nun Gimel that ishto arusa lo onin lo metamila vechein hi lo ananis v'lo metamilo mesa enu yarsha mesu gov ksubasa. That one of the dinim it says that she collects a ksuba if he dies. Says Mar Dilma Tekasla. Maybe that case is also where he wrote her a ksuba. Maybe you're going to tell me, but if he wrote her a ksuba, what's the chiddush? No, mesa enu yarsha tzrichalei. The chiddush is that the arusa dies, the arus doesn't yarshin her. So even though he wrote a ksuba and they were very close to nisuin, nevertheless he's not going to yarshin her. So that's why we mentioned the case of mesu govik subasa, even though it's obvious because he wrote her a shtar. So now the Gemara asks on Rav, who said previously that by a get the woman collects the ikr ksuba. Armle Rav Nachman the Rav Huna the Rav damer get govik ikr. According to Rav, that if she produces a get, she could collect the ikr ksuba. Lechashtum mafka gita bahai. Maybe she'll take out the get in this basin and she'll collect the ksuba. V'hadar mafka beidina achrina v'gavya. And then she'll take out the get in another beisdin and she'll collect the ksuba v'aiter. So how could Rav say she collects the ikar ksuba of the get if it could be that it's going to cause a loss to the husband? She'll collect multiple times. Maybe you can say, no, once she collects the ksuba with the get the first time, we tear up the get and she's not going to be able to use it the second time. Can't do that. What if she says, you can't tear up my get? I need that in order to be able to get remarried. I'm going to try to get remarried. Everyone's going to say, oh, you used to be Mrs. So-and-so. So the Karinanlay says, no, we do tear up the get in order that she won't be able to collect with it. The Kasfina Nagabe, Gita Dinan Karuninu, Lamishum de Gita Pasalu, and we write on the torn up pieces of the get that documentation from Beis Din that this get is torn. They do a special kera of Beis Din, not because it was possible, it was a valid get, but it was for ksuba purposes that we had to tear this get. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Peites Amud Beis. Have a good day, everybody.